and I am sitting in for Jay Kale. Chime in and join the conversation on social media right now. We're going to get into our lunchtime news. Do stay tuned.
Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended 58 people from various immigration-related offenses. A rights activist has called for a strategic shift in CDF allocation. In international news, a court in Mauritius has granted bail to former finance minister who was charged with embezzlement. And in sports news, Kenya is firmly on track to host 2024 Chan tournament in August.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suilandi Mulenga. The Department of Immigration has apprehended 58 persons of various nationalities in Lusaka, Livingston, and Chipata for a range of immigration-related offenses. Immigration Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka says the suspects were arrested during routine cleanup operations conducted between 11th and 13th April 2025. In Lusaka, 26 individuals were apprehended on 13th April 2025, comprising 15 Burundians, 6 Congolese, 3 Rwandese, and 2 Tanzanians, all aged between 20 and 54. They were found selling in grocery shops without valid immigration permits. In Livingston, 20 individuals were apprehended on 11th April 2025. Of these, 10 were released unconditionally after reconfirming their Zambian citizenship. 7 others, also claiming Zambian citizenship, were instructed to report to the Livingston Regional Immigration Office on April 14, 2025 for further verification. And one Zimbabwean police officer who had overstayed by a day was released to exit the country, while one Namibian and one Zimbabwean were detained for violating border pass conditions and unlawful presence, respectively. In Chipata, 12 Malawians were apprehended on 11th and 12th April 2025 in the Central Business District for illegal entry into the country.
The Lusaka, Livingston and Chipata routine operations bring the number of persons apprehended for various immigration-related offences across the country between 10th and 13th April 2025 to 127. Further, on 11th April 2025, the Chingola Magistrate Court convicted and sentenced a 31-year-old Chinese national, Wei Yang, for obstructing an immigration officer in the due execution of duty contrary to Section 53(1) of the Immigration and Deportation Act No. 18 of 2010 on the laws of Zambia. Yang was apprehended on 8th April 2025 after refusing to comply with an order to park his Lexus vehicle for a routine search at the Solwezi turn-off checkpoint. He instead sped off from the scene and was only apprehended after a pursuit and much resistance. The court sentenced him to pay a fine of 15,000 kwacha or in default serve 6 months simple imprisonment.
In a separate development, Lusaka City Council, LCC, says it has constructed 8 police posts in a bid to enhance security in the city, utilizing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, in the period of 2022 to 2024. Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the police posts are built across various constituencies in the city. Ms. Mwamba explained that 3 police posts have been constructed in Kanyama constituency, namely Makeni Bonaventure, Shalom and Leonard Shelo. In Kabwata constituency, 2 police posts have been constructed, namely Lakson Mapushi and Katungu. Meanwhile, Ms. Mwamba said Matera constituency benefited the 1 police post, namely Chunga police post. Mandevo constituency has also 1 police post, namely Chaisa police post. And lastly, Mulali constituency has built Kamanga police post in the said period. In a separate development, rights activist Naran Mwandu has urged authorities to refocus the allocation of CDF of Constituency Development Fund, CDF loans and grants, towards established local businesses and youth talent development. Mr. Mwandu believes that supporting enterprises with proven sustainability will stimulate economic growth and create more employment opportunities. He emphasized that prioritizing CDF loans and grants for businesses already operating within the local communities would scale up their ventures, benefiting the broader economy. Mr. Mwandu also underscored the importance of nurturing young talent in the arts, including music, drama, fine art, dance, poetry, fashion, and other creative fields.
the people that have got businesses that are already established in our communities are the people that we must give the first priority to access CDF and loans, because most of these guys that are getting loans and grants are even failing to pay back because they are not established businesses already. That's when they want to establish, and the moment they get these monies, they've got challenges, personal challenges. So you find that they are using this money for personal benefits instead of taking it into business. So government should consider looking at this component, that the people that should be getting loans and grants are people that have established businesses already with at least 1 year experience and proof. Then on the component of CDF again, we have so many peers in the communities that are not doing anything. I think they should add a talent funding so that our youths and peers in our communities should be encouraged in their lines with their talent.
In another development, as the countdown to the Mosi Day of Thunder Music Festivals continues, Zambia Breweries has unveiled Thunder Mashups, which blends musical genres, artists and fun creativity into a celebration of Zambian culture. The mashups include collaborations like 76 Drums and J-Cash with their song War, Chandana K paired with Vincenzo in Chalila, Triple M alongside JC Kalings, Fonka Tumpa, while Zavin and Toela Kaira paired in Pie Pie. Speaking at a listening party held in Lusaka last evening, Zambian Breweries acting country director Nkanye Somchwabe shared that this year's build-up to the festival aims to be thrilling as the event itself. Mr. Mchwabe emphasized that Zambian music lovers have had a hand in shaping the festival's sound, as the songs were recorded based on public votes and will be performed during the Mosi Day of Thunder. The same event, Susan Luneta, head of market at Zambian Breweries, said the festival is an opportunity for Zambians to connect and celebrate their culture while creating proudly Zambian moments. Meanwhile, 20 lucky winners will enjoy an all-expenses-paid trip to Livingstone for the festival, experiencing the full city experience. The event is set for April 26, 2025 at Tibusiku Grounds in Livingstone. In international news, a court in Mauritius has granted bail to former finance minister Raghunandan Padayachi, who was charged with embezzlement last week. Padayachi was charged alongside former central bank governor Havesh Sigolam. They are accused of embezzling about $6.7 million from the Mauritius Investment Corporation. The fund was set up to help cushion companies from the effect of COVID-19 pandemic. The two have denied wrongdoing. Still in international news, a roadside bomb suspected to have been planted by Islamic extremists in northeastern Nigeria struck a passenger bus, killing 8 people and wounding more than a dozen others, authorities have said. The bus was traveling along the Damboa-Maiduguri Highway in the conflict-battered Borno State on Saturday when it drove over the explosive device, Borno State Police spokesperson Nahum Dasso said in a statement. Islamic extremists with the Boko Haram group took up arms in 2009 to fight Western education and impose a radical version of Islamic law. The conflict, Africa's longest struggle with militancy, has spilled into Nigeria's northern neighbors and has left some 35,000 civilians dead and more than 2 million displaced, according to the United Nations. We take a short break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Kaya FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at one place. We FM Lusaka, number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.